here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 19th of September, 2009. It's the birthday of William Golding, born in St. Columb Minor, Cornwall, 1911, went to Oxford, wrote some poems, became a teacher, joined the Navy, served as a lieutenant on a rocket launcher. It was World War II, and he was faced with a huge ethical decision when he found out he'd have to take his ship across a minefield in order to be on time for the D-Day operations. Couldn't decide whether to risk the lives of his men or not, and finally he did. And he made it in time, and later he learned that the minefield was not a real minefield, it was simply put on the map to fool the Germans, which made him think about how moral decisions could rest on things that don't really exist. He wrote a novel about the horror of war, a novel about a group of good English schoolboys whose plane crashes on a desert island and who descend into the extremes of savage behavior. The book was called Lord of the Flies, which is the English translation of the Hebrew word for Beelzebub. It was on this day, 1819, John Keats, 24 years old, wrote the Ode to Autumn, one of the most anthologized poems in the English language. He was despairing that year. In November, he wrote to his brother, "Nothing could have in all its circumstances fallen out worse for me than the last year has done." But in fact, he'd written almost all of his great poetry during that year. The Ode to a Nightingale, Ode to a Grecian Urn, Ode to Psyche. And it was on this day in 1863 the Battle of Chickamauga began, about 12 miles east of Chattanooga, Tennessee, one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War. A volunteer infantryman from Kentucky wrote, "At break of day, the order came down the line, 'Halt, close up front, stack arms, and prepare and eat breakfast as rapidly as possible.' Many little fires were burning, around each of which were gathered small groups of men, eagerly watching the coffee boiling while they toasted slices of bacon on the end of a stick. Just at this inopportune moment, boom, 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 came the sound of cannon. Every man abandoned his coffee, disposed of his bacon, either by putting it in his mouth or his haversack, and rushed for his gun. When the command, 'Attention,' came, every man was ready to take arms promptly at the word. Shoulder arms, right face, forward march, quickly followed, and we were again on the move. The grand rush now made by those who had abandoned their coffee boilers to regain possession of them and secure the benefit of the much-needed stimulant was enlivening. To see the attempts made to swallow the hot beverage while marching over the rough road was ludicrous in the extreme. Many among our regiment went into the Chickamauga battle with both hands full of something to eat or drink." Here's a poem for today by John Hogg entitled "The Long Dream of Falling." Half my life ago, I read on the back page of the daily paper of a boy child in his eighth year who, in his father's garage, hung himself rather than suffer parental revulsion engendered by the great flaming D, D for deficient, D for defeat, D for die on his report card. Bad news rains leapers from parapets and everywhere, unrequited lovers, the irreparably damaged and the merely gutless spin the turnstiles to surcease. So why does this kid still wake me in the middle of the night? The Long Dream of Falling by John Hogg from Stones Don't Float, published by Ohio State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.